Hello and welcome to another episode of Ringside Geeks. My name is Dave. Hope you're having a wonderful week. If you're noticing any sound discrepancies, I'm just getting the quote-unquote studio all set up, so gotta put stuff on the walls, that kind of good stuff, so it might be a little echoey, or I might sweat to death because there's no central air here, and windows are closed because there's thunderstorms. It's all good, and you can't have a fan on because that would blow right into the microphone, and that's not professional for me. I don't care about anybody else that does it, but I won't have it. Anyway, we got lots to talk about. This is your home to all things professional wrestling, so we're going to dig right into it. We got a pay-per-view to preview and plenty of stuff to discuss that occurred over the past week, I am sure. We will attempt to keep this episode to about an hour. We haven't been doing that lately, but that's because there's been so much to talk about. I think this week we can nail an hour. Next week, maybe not, but we'll see. Joining me, as always, the Doctor of Pain. No, I don't like that name. I'm going to go back to the keyboard. The master of keyboard strong style. We'll call him that. It's John.
Once again here with a little bit of the bubbly. What's up, guys?
I still have not watched that video. Also joining us is our First Lady of Wrestling. It's Monroe.
Hey, guys.
She's very happy to be here. You can't hear it every week, but it's there. I promise. It's boiling under the, hey guys, I promise. Also joining us for the third week in a row, it's Tom.
Third week. I'm making this a regular thing, guys.
Apparently. Maybe we need to update you from John Cena entrance music to Randy Orton.
Ooh. All right. Good to see you're coming from the Heats Laboratory, not the Beats Laboratory.
That gets a laugh, but Randy Orton's theme music doesn't.
A lot of Randy Orton stuff doesn't get a laugh. Oh, see what I did there?
When you're making fun of him, it should. All right, let's see. We'll dig into previewing the upcoming WWE pay-per-view a little bit later. Just a couple news things. I don't know. I've been kind of out of touch. I've been moving and working a lot this week, so I did watch or read about Raw and SmackDown, so I do have an idea of what happened there. Also on NXT last night, on Wednesday night, Johnny Gargano announced his status, as it were, and he says he's pretty much NXT for life and that's the main roster. It was a pretty cool promo, I thought. And they go live on USA next Wednesday, so.
It's an interesting thing that they're doing for the couple weeks, though. First hour's on USA, second hour is going to be on the network because of the ending of Suits, I guess, scheduling conflicts.
Oh, God. Yeah, we've got to accommodate Suits.
Well, I mean, they've already had their programming scheduled and before they made this NXT move, so that's understandable.
Yeah, we can't upset the Suits fans.
Hey,
all seven.
I like Suits.
All seven.
I love that show.
That's great.
Thank you very much.
I like Suits. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, Barney Stinson. All right.
How do you guys feel about that? The half there and half here thing.
It's only for a little while, so I don't care.
Just for 2 weeks. It's no big deal.
Oh, it's just 2 weeks? Oh, well, never mind.
Yeah, it's just temporary. It's basically like the dog show where they used to run on Monday nights that would preempt Raw. Everybody remembers the dog shows, right?
Oh, yeah. Westminster.
Yeah. Speaking of NXT, which I did before and I was going to segue into, but Dakota Kai is returning very, very soon. She's been out since December, so she's on her way back very, very soon, which I'm happy to see.
Will she be returning to the U.S.?
I said NXT.
NXT or UK? Well, she was on UK for a minute.
Yeah, she was mostly on NXT, so, but I did say NXT, so yes, NXT.
But they're still NXT, Dave.
No, they're not. They're NXT UK. I would have said NXT UK if she was coming back to NXT UK. See how that works? I know how to host a show, buddy. It's all about pronouns, pal.
That's right.
My bad.
WWE announced a couple signings to be on air hosts, talents, that kind of thing, as they work their way towards hopefully a 2-man announce booth for Raw and SmackDown. but these folks are likely to be backstage interviewers and things of that nature. One of them is a former Impact person, Mackenzie, I don't know how to say her name. Mackenzie something. Mackenzie Mitchell, I believe it is. Yes, Mackenzie Mitchell. Used to work for TNA or Impact or whatever you want to call it. And now she joins the WWE in an undisclosed role, just an on-air host is what she's being called right now. She used to work, or she still works, I think, for Fox, so we kind of know where that link is coming from, I believe. But, you know, she got audition and all that good stuff, so congrats to her. And I lost my article that had the name of the other person. Oh, Matt Camp. That was it. Matt Camp, who I believe worked for NWA before coming here. No. NWA, yes, and House of Hardcore. He was their guy for a long time. And I think he does a lot of WWE stuff. Also, he looks a lot like Drake Maverick. All right. All of my jokes are landing, and this is going to be an awesome, energetic episode. Let's do it.
I wonder if Matt Camp has consummated his marriage.
I don't even know if he is married, so get back to us, Maddie. Ken Shamrock is in Impact, and man, I saw pictures of him. He is old. I don't know what they're thinking.
He's still ripped, but he just looks old ripped. You know what I mean? It's like looking at Stallone. He's still ripped, but he's like 85.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That stuff doesn't intrigue me as far as entertaining, like bringing in the viewer. Maybe there's viewers that want to see Ken Shamrock again, but I don't know. Isn't he set to face Moose at Bound for Glory?
Nostalgia thing.
Can somebody confirm that for me? Is he set to face Moose at Bound for Glory?
Yes. Okay. Yes, he is.
Yeah, yes. Thanks. Trying to engage you guys. That's what that was doing. All right. I'm going to hand things off to Jonna Monroe to do the Outside the East stuff now. We'll jump into that right meow.
Okay, awesome. Unfortunately, there was not a lot of stuff to talk about this week. AEW basically on the heels of All Out. They released a Road to TNT, I guess is what they're calling the new series. Did a lot of work trying to build up Sammy Guevara, who is going to be taking on Cody on the first episode of AEW TV, which we still don't have a name for yet. How do you feel about Sammy Guevara? Are you a fan of his? Same.
He's over.
I don't know.
He's aight.
How would everyone feel if it was just AEW on TNT?
I would love that name,
yes,
honestly.
Please. I'd rather
have that than any other of the gimmick names that they're talking about, honestly.
Yeah, please don't dusty this, Cody.
How about you guys?
I'd be fine with it, and I kind of feel like that's where they're going. We're pretty close. They should have announced the name by now, I think.
Yeah, and everything that I've seen on, like, not TV Guide, but, you know, when you open up your TV and you open up the guide, everything I've seen is AEW on TNT. So I'm assuming that's the direction we're going in. But
yeah, I think it's fine. I think it's better than, you know, whatever Wednesday night BS that they want to say.
Yeah, for sure.
Dynamite.
I think it's all right. I just think you'll have some fans confused because you got NBA on TNT. It's too similar. Ooh,
well, maybe they're tuning in by accident. Acronyms. Fans.
I really hope you're joking, Tom, because that's totally different. They don't even share any letters except for the A.
It's acronym on acronym. Hey,
right. Right, because Fox does MLB and NFL, and people just are like, what? What is baseball doing out? I thought I was watching football.
I do that.
You do not. Liar. All right,
chime in. I'm sorry. I don't have anything else for AEW this week. Again, pretty quiet week.
What about the decline in pay-per-view buys?
What about it?
what do we think? Like, what an indication of what do we kind of feel that is, if anything?
I really don't view it as anything at this point. It's hard to increase your pay-per-view buys when you don't have a great advertising venue or stream. And I feel like once they get on TV, that will absolutely improve. But without TV, it's hard to sell pay-per-views. WWE has the benefit of 3 weekly TV programs and the network and all of those other things. So it's, and also they did lose the big match beforehand. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. Apparently that's like what the rumor is, that they were blaming, what's the match? Moxley and losing Moxley and Omega. I feel like that's not as big of a reason why. Just the fact that they're not engaging a lot of people right now. That's what I see. How about you?
As pay-per-view numbers, I mean, you know, it is what it is when it comes to that. It's still really early for AEW, and then it's pay-per-view numbers. So I'm surprised they had, like, a lot at all. Anybody who does pay-per-view anymore, honestly.
How do you guys see it?
Do you see this as an issue? I think it's something that they need to be aware of and concerned of going into their first show. I would think it should go up, not down. You've had plenty of pay-per-views to hype your product, and they started off strong, and they've gone down. I think the numbers were 10% from Double or Nothing. That's significant. I don't think it's anything they should necessarily be entirely worried about, but they need to be doing something about it. And yes, of course, TV is going to help that, obviously, but Double or Nothing had no TV, and it did just fine. So that's all I'm saying. I think it's definitely something that needs to be on their radar. It's not going to kill them. I don't think it's going to hurt them, but... I'm trying to remember what I read. Once they had a TV deal, they were only doing like $60,000 or 60,000 buys, but AEW had like 100,000. So that's, you know, by comparison, again, different time era, different eras, all that kind of stuff. The change in the card, I think, affected a lot of things for a lot of people, especially the more casual people who wanted to see Moxley.
Yep.
Yeah, and I mean, let's be honest here. When you start a wrestling company with, like, Double or Nothing, which was their first big show, you're going to draw in a lot of people who are just curious. And I would expect more often than not, the turnover is going to be less. You're just not going to draw in a lot of fans. I don't know. I didn't foresee Double or Nothing being this event that, like, won a bunch of fans over, because I don't know if that's really what it was designed to do.
I completely disagree. I feel like this should have been your lead-in to your TV show, and it should have been hyped to the rooftops, more so than Double or Nothing, to the level of, like, All In was. I think, you know, again, this isn't going to kill them, but I do think it's important. That's all.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I agree with Dave. I think it should have been a bigger build-up leading to your live weekly shows, as per, like he said... All In was huge. Double or Nothing was huge. And this is losing a little steam. It's concerning. It's not crazy. Although the smart mark cap is going to say, oh my God, WWE loses ratings. The sky is falling. But AEW is still brand new. So the sky's not quite falling. It's just there's a little dip in interest. But the weekly show will bring that back up. Like you said, the weekly show will begin to let you hype these pay-per-views rather than just reading it on the internet.
Right. So... yeah. Anything else, Dave?
Oh, that's all I read. I just wanted to talk to the group about it.
Okay. So I think other than that, the biggest news of the week outside of the E is Impact Wrestling. You mentioned Ken Shamrock, that you tuned in and saw Ken Shamrock. I wonder if he got them to get Anthem to buy AXS. Because what ended up happening was that's not what happened.
But, no.
Yeah, Impact.
I don't think they bought Access TV. I think Access TV just bought into this deal.
Well,
because Mark Cuban is on the board of Access.
Right, but I don't get what you're saying. Anthem bought AXS. There's no AXS.
I thought I read that it was Anthem went into business with Access. Except Mark Cuban owns Access, and he was airing Lucha Underground on Access for a while. So I don't know if this was a mutual deal or if I read it wrong. Did the Anthem actually bought Access from Mark Cuban?
Yeah, from what I read, Anthem definitely bought Access. Maybe I read it wrong too, or didn't read it enough. I just kind of skimmed over it on Twitter. So
here we go. Okay. Here's the headline. This is from an entertainment website, so it's not a wrestling website. And it's not good. 40 laid off at Access TV after Cuban sells controlling stake in Anthem Sports.
Well, there you go.
So Cuban's out. And so are 40 innocent people. But that's what happens. That's what happens. Anyway, but that should answer
the question. Unfortunate. Yeah, that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. And I heard that they were a lot of the producers who took part in the New Japan, because New Japan airs on AXS TV. I believe that's what, Friday nights? Yeah, they do. Yes. And one of the head producers of the New Japan show actually got laid off. So it's going to be interesting to see what AXS's relationship with New Japan is going forward. The big news here is Impact Wrestling, you can't kill Impact Wrestling. They keep coming back. They have a new TV deal now on AXS TV, which, man, from where they were on Pursuit is just a monstrous improvement. And, I also read some rumors, and it's serious rumors at this point. It's not like, anything confirmed, but I read a rumor that they were also looking to buy ROH because HDNet is also a part of the AXS TV family. And so
is
HDNet.
I'm sorry, I can't hold back anymore. So is Steve Harvey.
Yeah, Steve Harvey as well is involved in all of this. We could be getting some Steve Harvey cameos on Impact.
boy.
But HDNet, which used to run ROH back in the day, is also a part of the AXS family. And Impact, or Anthem, I should say, now currently owns that video library. So they're talking to Sinclair about possibly just buying out ROH straight away. That's the rumor right now. I'm not sure if there's any water to that at all. But
I get ROH. It's called Stadium is the channel that I get ROH on Sling TV.
Uh-huh.
The channel I get it on is Local Broadcast, and it's like My 24.
I know what you're talking about. It's My 64 down here.
Hey, there it is. High five.
So it's like local broadcasting. You get those cheesy commercials.
Oh, totally. It's basically my 24 here in Milwaukee used to be Fox before Fox had The Simpsons and NFL. Actually, no, they had this is a long time ago. This is a history lesson, kids.
Is it like the local guy selling furniture where he's got the monkey puppet? He's like, "Ooh, hey, Bobby, what you got for sale today?"
No monkey puppets, but the inflatable flailing tube men commercials and mattress maniac mattress Matt. Right.
Love it. Crazy
shenanigans and stuff. But no, that channel used to be UPN too. Once upon a time, but now it's My 24, where all they show is rerun sitcoms and like Judge Judy and crap like that.
It's literally the same channel here, just a different number.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. But yes, you can find fine programming from Ring of Honor on that channel on Saturday nights.
All right. In other Impact news, so first off, what do we think about the TV deal? This is obviously good for Impact, right? I mean,
definitely.
That's
good.
Huge.
Well, because the whole I didn't understand the whole Twitch deal to begin with, because a lot of it, that's not a great venue to show a weekly program. That's just my opinion. So at least now you're going to have semi-viable. Not every cable company is going to carry Access, I don't believe.
But wait,
you have a.
It was still on cable TV as well as Twitch.
Even down here, I don't get Pop or Pursuit anything like that.
Right, but that's your area's cable company. I mean, they were still on cable. It wasn't like they had an exclusive deal with Twitch, and they'll still be on Twitch too.
To me, it became a lot harder to watch when you're going bouncing around from network to network to network. It's like, well, where do I watch them this week?
Of course, that's.
And I think that's part of why I fell off watching them.
Oh wow, I'm
the glory of the internet is I can find anything on there anyway. So
with Twitch being on the internet, that made that super easy. Like I could click on it at any time and watch. I can watch Impact whenever I want. It's DVR'd for me. Like I don't have
a lot of people don't want to, but a lot of people that want to sit back and watch the wrestling don't want to sit at the computer and do it.
You don't have Roku?
You know what I'm saying?
It's a $10 device.
It's not all. It's, I have a Roku, and the Twitch doesn't pop up on mine. So
or if you can, gaming console.
Yeah, gaming console.
We watch it through our PS4 usually.
Right. If you have Roku, I believe if you can watch it on your phone, you can broadcast that to the TV.
So I'm just saying my personal opinion. For the casual wrestling fan to sit back on your couch and find the channel is a lot easier.
I think you lost one adjective there, and you need old.
Jeez.
For the casual old
there we go.
Wrestling fan ass.
I had to do it, man.
I'm not old. I'm aged.
What
like a fine wine.
What's a tweeter?
There you go.
What's this there tweeter?
This tweeter? What is that?
I had to bust on you. You know I did.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. All right, sorry.
No, you're fine. Yeah, I think it's great all across the board for them. Anytime you can add potential new viewers to a product, that's a good thing. So, another Impact news, Daga, who is, I believe, in a relationship with Tessa Blanchard, signed to Impact.
Yeah, he's a wrestler, too.
Uh-huh, yeah, so.
Is he?
No, he's only related to Tessa Blanchard. And if you're listening to this podcast,
they're related.
You should know that they're related because it's so important.
They're related? And dating? What a scandal.
Only in the what? South.
Hey. How dare you, Tom?
Just some good old boys. Dukes of Hazzard. Okay. They were dating, right?
Daga is he's awesome. So that's actually a really good signing for Impact.
Yeah, yes, Tessa and the team all the time, too, so there's more to it than just a relationship, but if you want to be daft about it, you can do that, too.
Ooh!
let's see. Also this weekend is the AAA MSG show, headlined by a Triple Mania rematch. That should be a lot of fun. That's on Fight TV if you want to watch it. There was a Dragon Gate show this week that I didn't care for very much, but it is building some things up for future shows. So definitely keep you posted on that. Unfortunately, we didn't get the chance to watch any Stardom this week, but we'll be back next week to talk more about it, hopefully. And that's all I got for this week.
Well, for the Dragon Gate show, it was really good. They had a lot of good in-ring for Dragon Gate. And it was supposed to be this huge angle that we thought was going to take place on the show, but it didn't. And that was a little disappointing. But still, overall, the show was really, really great. And Stardom is in the middle of their 5-star at the moment. Excuse me. And we are a little bit behind. Their uploading schedule is just so weird. It can be really hard to keep up and you know, keep current with Stardom because of their uploading schedule. But it's not stupid. It's just the way they do things. I wish it was better, but it's not, like, the worst thing in the world. But we will catch up and keep you guys updated. Probably report back next week with some match reviews. Excellent. It's been really good so far, so I'm excited.
Good.
I read an interesting article, an interview rather, with Killer Cross, where he was talking about his problems with Impact and his relationship with AAA. He's been in AAA for almost 4 years now. And he was originally booked for this Triple Mania, but because of the relationship now between AAA and Impact, Impact actually notified him that he is no longer on that show.
The MSG show?
Yeah. He had asked for his release along the same time as his girlfriend Scarlett Boudreau, and she was granted it. He was not.
Yeah, that's not.
So there's like a big ongoing thing between him where he was very cryptic in it. Like, he didn't want to name names, didn't want to throw a lot out there because there's a big, big-time lawsuit coming out of it back and forth. But you could read the article, you could tell he's very upset about being pulled from Triple Mania because he's worked with them for so long.
Yeah, that's not a good move on Impact's behalf. I disagree with that entirely.
Yeah, I saw like a cap, like he commented on one of her Scarlett's pictures. She was working out or something like that, or maybe even at the Performance Center, I don't know. And she said, like, what did you do today? And he said, I talked to a million lawyers, lots of fun. Mm-hmm. That was like a couple days ago.
So, I mean, hopefully it gets cleared up because he has not been seen on TV since the infamous I Don't Want a Blade versus Eddie Edwards match.
Is Is this AAA MSG thing going to be televised at one point, or?
It will be on Fight TV, and I'm sure they're going to run it on their local TV in Mexico. But it's not going to be on TV anywhere in the States as of right now.
Gotcha. All right.
Which him not being on TV disappoints me, because I did like the Killer Cross character.
All right, let's move on to the E, I suppose. Raw this week saw Stone Cold come back. I really don't know why, other than, I guess, ratings. Because they're at MSG, that's why. That's why. Mm-hmm. And he signed the contract for the Seth Rollins, Braun Strowman crap, and was interrupted by the OC, which was cool, because you eventually would get to see AJ Styles take a Stone Cold Stunner. Not entirely bad, but the crowd was hot, so that kind of made it fun.
Oh, yeah. You sold it pretty well, too.
Yeah. But then you got a great match between Cedric Alexander and AJ Styles, which will eventually, I believe, be for the United States Championship. And finally brought the Viking Raiders out to not play, wrestle stupid jobbers. No-name local dudes. They took on the OC, and so now we've got a six-man on our way, right? That's how we set up Raw's show.
It ended up being a 10 man.
Yeah, we'll get there for whatever reason. And then the four horsewomen took on each other in a tag team match, Becky and Charlotte versus Bayley and Sasha. Lots of good stuff in that match. I thought it was a lot of fun. If you can make that your entire women's division somehow, cool. You can't though. But giving them time is good. It was a long segment and a long match, which was good. I don't know. Did Monroe, did you get a chance to see any of it?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, if you can, check it out on YouTube or something. It was worth watching. I went back and watched it, even though I didn't watch Raw. And that easily could have main evented this show. So. Shockingly, Rey Mysterio and Grand Metalik had a match on this show. Got to see some cool stuff there. It felt like a WCW Cruiserweight match to me from back in the day. They just got to kind of go out there and work. So maybe we'll see more of that, thanks to Paul Heyman.
I was totally expecting a Rey Mysterio heel turn. And whenever a guy is contemplating quitting because he's losing, that's always time for a heel turn. And I thought it was going to happen here, but I was wrong.
And then this is where I wanted to break my TV if I would have been watching Raw. Baron Corbin moves on to the finals of the King of the Ring tournament, beating Ricochet and Samoa Joe. The highlight of this match was Samoa Joe and Ricochet, of course. And then King Corbin kind of took advantage of those two having the heat. Listen, there's no doubt everyone hates Corbin, and that's a big reason why he's getting pushed. Because it's easy heel stuff because no one wants to see him anymore. But that is the worst reason to have a guy. No one wants to watch this guy. But whatever. He's probably going to win. He's going to win the tournament.
I don't know.
We'll get to SmackDown in a second. Natalya and Lacey Evans had a match. That's really all that needs to be said. Sadly. That's all it needs to be said.
It was not good.
No, it was their second match. They'll get a rubber match probably next week on Raw or maybe on the pre-show or something this weekend. Then the 10-man tag extravaganza. The Viking Raiders, Seth Rollins, Braun Strowman, and Cedric Alexander took on AJ Styles, Luke Gallows, Karl Anderson, Dolph Ziggler, and Robert Roode. That's right, the OC teaming up with the team that beat them for the titles. Oh, wait, no, they didn't. But the other team is going to face the tag team that has the titles. That's what I meant to say. Got a little confused there. I don't know. It was a bunch of garbage. We're not even going to see the Vikings experience on the pay-per-view, in my opinion. I doubt. So they got the main event. I mean, it's cool for them to get that exposure and get that time, but I don't know. I'm done with this Ziggler-Rude experiment.
I know. I read that it was Paul is the one that put this thing together to get Roode over, to get Roode some more exposure. But is it just me, and I finally saw it this week, that is this broke beer money? It's like Bobby Roode and Dolph. Is he trying to make Dolph into what James Storm was with him? Because it doesn't work.
No. Dolph Ziggler doesn't have that charisma.
It does. The whole thing doesn't work for me.
Plus, I
broke. I like say, I'm glad to see Bobby. Bobby back on TV, but
it's Robert.
Break this up and let Bobby go out.
It's Robert.
It's Robert with the mustache. He's Bobby without.
But
I want the mustache back.
Go ahead, Monroe.
It's light beer money.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Light beer.
I doubt Dolph would drink a beer. To be quite honest, I won't put that in my body.
He would drink a beer if it was, like, no sugar and...
Michelob Ultra.
Truly sparkling wine.
There you go. Yeah,
All right. Like a Zima.
Right.
Let me ask you guys a question. We were trying to, without doing any research, because who has time for that?
We were trying
to brainstorm when there was a face that won the King of the Ring. Can you remember the last face wrestler that won the King of the Ring?
Not off the top of my head. I could quickly do the research.
Great question.
Because that sounds like it seems like Corbin has to win this now.
So in the illustrious history of this 2015, Bad News Barrett. Definitely not a face. Sheamus beat John Morrison, so I believe Sheamus was a heel at that point. William Regal, I don't think has ever been a face.
No.
Booker T beat Bobby Lashley. He might have been a face at that time, 2006.
Or was that King? Was that when he went?
Oh,
to
that's
King
when Bo- he went to King Booker. Yeah, yeah.
Did he turn heel or was he heel before?
Good question.
I don't know. It's not that deep.
We were just trying to figure out what that was.
Yeah, yeah.
Was Bret Hart a heel when he won?
He won 2 years in a row because there wasn't one in '92. I'm going to say he was a face. He's the only one to win it twice. Beating Irwin R. Scheister and Bam Bam Bigelow in the finals. All right. That's a good question. That's something maybe the audience can tell us.
Yeah, sure.
Get on it, Kyle.
Kyle doesn't even know what you're talking about.
He doesn't know what King of the Ring is. All right, so
none of those names. Kyle doesn't know any of them.
he likes Funko Pops. He's heard of some of those.
Okay, you're right. A couple.
All right, so SmackDown and emanated. That's the word I was looking for. From the same arena, MSG. So they had to bring out Undertaker, and Undertaker and Sami Zayn had a little showdown in the ring, and then he got chokeslammed. It was very brief, but not as good as the Austin segment at all. Mm-hmm. The Miz took on Andrade with
Poor Sammy. Poor Sammy. That's all I'm going to say. Poor Sammy.
Sure. So The Miz and Andrade had a match, which The Miz won, and Nakamura would come out and beat up The Miz with a pair of Kinshasas. Everyone remember Shinsuke Nakamura? He's still there.
Yeah.
He's also the Intercontinental Champion.
Oh, there's that title.
Yeah.
I remember that guy.
A terrible match with Nikki Cross and Mandy Rose, setting up the tag team match, I'm sure, for the pay-per-view. Heavy Machinery now in the job of taking on local competitors, which who cares?
It was Nikki Cross and who?
Nikki Cross versus Mandy Rose.
And it wasn't good? I really didn't mean it like that.
One half tried to make it good. The other half was blonde and pretty.
Oh, Dave. Jeez.
Sorry.
Okay. It's okay.
She's,
I get it.
She's also athletic, too. She works out.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Wow.
What?
They gave Eric Rowan a microphone this week, and yeah,
wow,
yeah, it actually wasn't bad.
I like the way you said that.
It was creepy. Look into my eyes,
Reigns.
No, I don't want to look.
Was
in your
it
eyes.
Actually
Stop.
Him or his doppelganger?
No, it was him. And he used.
Are you sure?
It was him. He used the jib camera to hit Roman Reigns. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, when he picked up the fan and threw in a powerbomb and threw him, which was clearly a mark, a plate plant, but yeah. Still was kind of cool. He just scooped him up and threw him.
Yeah, it was weird. I just want
to know how did Eric Rowan become such a monster again?
It's the vegan diet Daniel Bryan's got him on.
There you go.
Makes you angry when you can't get your protein.
This is true.
Spinach power.
That's right.
Give me meat.
Ember Moon and Bayley had a match that was pretty good actually. They got time to work. It wasn't very long, but. It was mostly Ember confronting Bayley backstage about her change in attitude, questioning if she was ever being honest about who she was, and then Charlotte Flair watched in the back and then came out and taunted Bayley, who decided to retreat very heelishly. Mm-hmm. There was a segment with Kofi and Randy hyping up their rematch, which, again, they're building it up pretty good. Better than the last, SummerSlam? This match has a little more heat. And your main event is the last King of the Ring match before the finals. It's Chad Gable versus it's Shane McMahon. Yeah, Elias was hurt, so Shane McMahon stepped in for Elias.
Totally called that one, didn't I, John?
She literally said that. Called it. On the money.
Yeah. McMahon offer,
comma.
Probably Ali. Yeah, okay.
I thought it was going to be Ali. Wrong.
Shane offered KO a chance to earn back the $100,000 he was fined by working as the referee in that main event. And then it was turned into a 2 out of 3 falls match.
Because Gable got him quick on the first one.
Yeah. And then... So, yeah, there was some, shenanigans, KO slow counting for McMahon and things like that.
No, he was fast counting for Shane, but Chad kept kicking out.
Right, but he also slow counted for Gable.
Right.
Yeah. So Shane got him to tap with an ankle lock. I don't know where that came from. But Gable wins. Gable's in the finals. So
did that get him over, that all that stuff?
The crowd was into it, for sure. Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah. I think you're better suited for Gable winning against Corbin in this, because you have a chance to create a star. Corbin's been around a while.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll crown Corbin on Sunday. That's how it's going to go. We want one thing. It makes sense to go that way. And they're going to go the other way with it. On Sunday, it's on Monday Night Raw. It's not going to be at the pay-per-view. It'll be Baron Corbin versus Chad Gable for the King of the Ring finals, even though they said previously it was going to be at Clash of Champions.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Setting up your Clash of Champions card to look like this, feel free to chime in.
There was shenanigans after that where Shane attacked Kevin Owens and fired him. Ooh, dastardly.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll stick. I'm sure he's already calling up his buddies at AEW or New Japan or Ring of Honor. I'm home. I'm broke now. What am I going to do? I ain't got no job.
Well, stop. There are people going to listen to this show and want that so bad.
They probably already do. All right. So the 11-match card for Clash of Champions. You heard that right. 11. And none of these are indicated as being pre-show matches yet. So, 11 matches. Good lord. Alright, for the United States Championship, you got AJ Styles taking on Cedric Alexander in what should be another fun and exciting match, I think.
Take my money for that match.
Yeah, I have a feeling Cedric might go over on that one.
Win the title?
No, mm-hmm. But the OC will get involved and Cedric will win, but...
I see. Thank you.
Yeah, to keep Cedric strong and keep AJ heel and champion. Because right now they're leaning towards, spoiler for later, Seth being the champion and taking on The Fiend at the next pay-per-view.
So, is Seth not the champion now?
He is, yeah. That's a spoiler for the match later in the card.
Gotcha.
Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross taking on Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville for the Women's Tag Team Championship. There's your, sadly, your bathroom break, probably.
What?
It's just not a lot there to watch. Roman Reigns versus Eric Rowan in a no DQ match. Let's hope Buddy Murphy gets involved somewhere in there. That would be pretty cool. And Daniel
Bryan. Where is he?
I think he's selling that he got beat up a lot by Roman and Rowan. And
gotcha. Yeah, he'll probably show up.
Yeah. Daniel Bryan probably too. Raw Women's Championship match, Becky Lynch versus Sasha Banks. Any predictions here?
I have no idea.
Bayley helps her win the title.
Oh, there you go.
I think Sasha wins clean.
Wow.
Interesting. I'll go with Becky, the hot hand thing, but I would not be surprised to see what John said. The Bayley assist. Maybe just a distraction.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you guys this. If Sasha does not win the championship, who takes the title off of Bayley then? Becky.
I think Sasha does eventually. Maybe not now, but later. Maybe Royal Rumble. I don't know.
Whoa. That's a while from now.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's got to be a bigger
Maybe Survivor Series.
I just feel like it needs to be a bigger show, so maybe Survivor Series. That's one of their top four.
That's what I'm thinking, too. It needs to be a bigger show. I don't feel like this is the one.
Yeah. But, I mean, everything's changing, so, you know, maybe this is part of that. I don't know. Yeah. Shinsuke versus The Miz for the Intercontinental Championship. I don't really know. It feels like they haven't really featured this title much.
And I didn't know they were coming.
Yeah, it's been a thing with Shinsuke and Sami Zayn working together.
Oh.
And he's been kind of the microphone, the mouthpiece for Shinsuke against The Miz. First it was on Miz TV, and then Sami took over Miz TV one week, and they did his own thing. And it's been going on for a little while.
I see. Okay.
SmackDown Tag Team Championship match, The New Day versus The Revival. It's a name I haven't said yet tonight. Drew Gulak versus Humberto Carrillo versus Lince Dorado for the Cruiserweight Championship. What do we think about that one?
That one sounds like it could be really good.
Yeah.
Lince Dorado.
Drew Gulak. And
Humberto Carrillo.
Oh, wow. Okay. Man, Lince Dorado kind of came out of nowhere. How did he get that opportunity?
I don't know. Maybe it's part of the SmackDown thing.
I mean, I'm not complaining.
Sure.
You know, just feel like I haven't seen him or heard about him in a while and get a title shot. Good for him.
Could be the Fox wanting more Hispanic talent on their TVs.
Could be.
I think that was a rumor a while ago. Mm-hmm. Raw Tag Team Championship match, Seth and Braun versus Robert Roode and Dolphius Ziggler.
Dolphius.
That's his full name.
Rodolfo,
that's yeah.
Harry Potter name.
Yes. So I guess...
I, as much as we don't like this combo, I have them winning the title.
I think they kind of have to.
Yeah.
To set up the later match, which we'll talk about in a second. Kofi Kingston taking on Randy Orton for the WWE Championship. Does Randy have it in him this time to take the belt away?
This feels like another one of those things that should be held on to a bigger show, too.
Well, they just did it at SummerSlam, which was, you know, a big one.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's right.
But this is round two. But you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. It doesn't feel like it should be on a filler pay-per-view.
Right. I don't know. That's hard to call.
I'll stick with Kofi.
As much as it pains me, I'm going to go with Randy.
Kofi losing or Randy?
I think I'm going to go with Randy going into Fox TV.
With then having Kofi chase him on Fox?
No, Kofi's going to move out of the title picture.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yep, Kofi probably falls down the card a little bit. Maybe goes back into being a tag team competitor. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Some of that racist shit.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. just kidding.
Because I also have the top guys winning the tag titles, so it'll be top guys and Randy having their little new stable with the titles.
Oh, I hope that's not a new stable. I hope that that was a one-time thing.
I like it. I mean, they're old school. Randy's old school. I have no problem with it.
Revival is fun. Randy is not. I don't like it. I hope that was a one-deal thing. We'll see. I don't know. It is Bischoff.
It's been going on for a few weeks. It's not a one deal.
Yeah, but it's because of who they're facing. That's all that is. It's, you know, the enemy of my, you know, that kind of thing. You know, we're friends with the guy that doesn't like my rival.
But this guy doesn't like black people either. Okay, let's go. We're friends.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Boy.
Holy shoot.
Which one of them said they don't like black people?
I don't know. I'm waiting for Bobby Lashley to come out and destroy them all.
Who? Huh. Who?
Yeah, that guy. He got forgotten. Where's he been?
I don't know. I expect to see him on Impact any day now. Yeah, I think he got hurt.
Oh, okay. Is Leo Rush still with the company?
Yeah, no. I don't. Yes and no. He's,
I think he is, but I thought I saw he put out like a rap video or something.
He's been putting out rap songs a la Enzo Amore the past couple months. He's been doing that.
Are they as good as Enzo Amore, though, is the question.
I mean, when you're broke like he is, you got to make your money somewhere. I mean, he ain't making no money in this business, is what he said.
Who, Enzo?
Leo.
He's still got to be getting paid.
Yeah, remember, he's the one that come out and said he wasn't making any money.
I don't remember that. I just remember what he said about Emma.
I do remember when he said something like that. Like he was making more money on the indies or something.
Yeah, I believe you. I believe you.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, I remember that, too. But that's, like, the last thing I heard about him.
Weird. So much talent, too. He's a talented dude.
Oh, it was that he didn't want to do something because of the veteran and young guy stuff. Wasn't it something like that with him?
I don't remember that.
Who?
With Leo Rush, when he was like...
Yeah, he wouldn't carry their bags or something.
Something like that,
yeah. Here it is. On May 15th, Rush removed all mentions of WWE on his social media and replaced it with an email for booking inquiries regarding heat over, and then this is because of in May that he had backstage heat regarding issues including reports he was disrespecting veterans, not adhering to the unwritten rules of professional wrestling. There you go. In June, he started posting Twitter vignettes promoting a return. And then one of the dirt sheets reported that he was headed back to NXT, but as of right now, he is still on a missing on the milk carton of the wrestling world.
Shame.
Wow, that fell apart really quickly. Him and Bobby Lashley.
And it felt at the time like it was going on for too long. I don't know about you. I don't know about you.
it was like that annoying little brother. He was just hanging around.
it seemed like there was
Bobby,
a lot.
Even Bobby would look at him. Bobby would look at him like, "Bruh, shut up. Stop."
It seemed like there was a lot they could have done with that because Bobby can't talk.
Right.
Yeah.
And Leo has no shame in talking, so let's go. Let's let him run. And nothing happened, so.
You ever seen an old school cartoon where it's like this really big, buff bulldog and it got the little chihuahua that's yipping
around?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Max, you tell him. You tell him, Max. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what, every time I saw those two, that's what I thought of.
Yeah, I think the first time I saw it, wasn't Leo Rush at an Evolve show we went to?
He was. Yeah, he faced...
Really?
Somebody else who's in WWE now. I forget who it is, but yeah, or who it was.
Yeah, I feel like I just saw something about that recently when I was looking at somebody else's like history.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, Clash of Champions. That's what we're talking about. Bayley versus Charlotte for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Does Bayley lose here? I mean, it's Charlotte after all.
Well, is Sasha going to help Bayley, and Bayley going to help Sasha?
I would hope so.
I don't think it goes both ways on this one.
The friends thing, the Kim, whatever they were saying. I don't even.
Kindred spirits or something. Yeah.
Something. Yeah.
No, I think that's Bayley talking. I don't think that's Sasha talking. I think Bayley would help Sasha, but I don't think Sasha would help Bayley.
So, do we count one Divas Championship reign as part of her title reigns as women's champion?
Who?
Charlotte?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say she's going for 10 this time.
That would only be... yes, this would be 10 then, if you count the Divas Championship. She's 4-time Raw, 4-time SmackDown, 1-time Diva. So that's 9.
Nine, yeah.
And one time NXT. So yeah, she could get her 10th here. I don't think so. I think Bayley retains.
I think Bayley retains too. And I don't know about the Sasha one still. That one's really up in the air.
I just don't want her being a face, Charlotte. Like, it sucks.
I don't like Charlotte as a face.
Yeah, no one does.
Right. I don't think she does. So,
honestly.
I just rewatched the Psych the movie, and she was in it. She's pretty good in that movie. She's not in it very long. I think that helps. And her name was Heather Rockrear.
Wow.
Rockrear.
It's pretty funny.
Oh, rock.
She works for Zachary Levi's character. It's pretty great. He has a fake British accent. It's awesome.
I just noticed it's on Amazon Prime. I'm going to go back and watch it again because I used to watch Psych all the time.
The movie is? Because I couldn't find the movie on there when I just finished
the series. Oh, no. Yeah. The show.
Yeah.
The show is.
I just rewatched the series. I had to buy it on iTunes, the movie. Because it's that good. All right. And then the last match is Seth versus Braun Strowman for the Universal Championship. Does anybody think they're putting it on Braun this time?
No.
This is Braun. What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what the whole Stone Cold segment was about, promoting this match.
I thought they were.
Yeah, so, yeah. Oh, yeah, they're a tag team.
That's not. Is that over then? Do they have the title still?
Yeah, they're still champions. Yeah. They're facing Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler earlier in that show.
Wow. That's so weird. Is that not weird?
It's a little strange.
Same show?
Totally
so
weird.
Yeah, they're hoping with that match so they can rest before the. I mean, wow.
They're billing it as the first time ever
that they wrestled each other.
No, that they will team to defend the tag team titles and then battle for the Universal title.
Well, that'd be the last too. I mean, you know, some first evers ain't a good thing.
Well, yeah, something shouldn't happen for a reason.
Exactly.
Yeah, like this.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. I don't know about that one, but. No, I don't see Braun with the title. Or maybe Fox like the big guys. I don't know.
Well, that would be on Raw.
Ryback?
Oh, that's Raw.
Yeah, Raw. Because I've already read the crack coming out of Fox is they want Brock on SmackDown.
Crack.
That's some crack right there. He ain't gonna do weekly shows. He won't even show up once a month. Are they kidding?
Good money well spent, Fox.
Have you seen the new Fox logo for SmackDown or the commercials during football?
Yes. Oh,
the commercials are good. I like them.
I didn't see the commercial.
I haven't seen the commercial. I just saw the new logo for SmackDown.
Same.
I was working during.
The commercial is fun. Because when the waiter walks out, he throws a glass down, and Stone Cold looks at him and he goes, oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. And it just goes on with just fan interaction with, like, different people. It's pretty cool. They're milking the hell out of Stone Cold right now, though, so.
Yeah, I mean, if they can get him for a couple shows, they might as well use him, right?
It had a tremendous pop. When he came out, it was just like the old days. This place still lights up for him.
Yeah. I don't know when that'll die out. Probably never. He's always been, that one guy that would definitely guarantee to get that reaction.
Yeah, him and The Rock. I don't think the fanfare will ever die down.
And, of course, because he was there, the what chant was in full effect.
Of course.
It's over. It's the worst thing ever. I hate
it. Well, Seth, at one point, Seth even tries to invoke it. He's like, normally I hate this, but because he's here.
Oh, Seth, how dare you. Yeah, so, I don't know, are any of you watching Clash of Champions this weekend?
We're watching it this weekend?
Possibly, if we have nothing better to do on Sunday.
I don't think we do. Well, when is the Madison Square Garden show?
That's Sunday, I think. Okay. But it may be earlier, so we'll see.
Okay, we'll see, yeah.
We'll see. I doubt it, but we'll see.
We'll keep up with it, if anything.
All right. So we'll be back next week to tell you all about it, if it was worth watching, or was it just a big suck fest that some of us think it might be. I mean, there's some decent matches on there.
It
looks like it could be all right.
That'll stand out, sure.
So, yeah, we'll...
Come on, Dave, stop being a downer, jeez.
Hey, my man Cedric made a pay-per-view, so let's go.
Let's just hope he's not on the pre-show.
And Lince Dorado. That's
can you put AJ on a pre-show, though?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I feel like he did it once before. No?
It wouldn't surprise me.
I don't know.
All right, so we'll be back next week again to talk about all of that good stuff from Clash of Champions and everything else that goes on next week. Does anybody have anything else we want to talk about before we sign off the air here?
Anything else you want to talk about?
I think we're good.
I think so, yeah.
Didn't somebody pass away this week? I thought I saw something. Maybe it was just a trainer or something.
In wrestling?
Yeah.
Not that I remember.
All right. Well, if they did, we're sorry. And respect. respect.
Wrong reaction to that. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I feel bad that you even brought it up. We're such bad people.
If you want to find us on social medias, especially after that, at Ringside.
No, don't find us on social media.
Don't find us, yeah.
At Ringside Geeks on all of the platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, all that good stuff. Hit us up in the comments and tell us how much I suck and how rude that was. otherwise, if you want to tell how awesome these other people are, they'll tell you their social medias. Tom?
I am not dead inside, but I am at skids_world.
And he'll tell you all about how the Browns they're still good.
1 week, baby. 1 week. Leave it alone.
John?
I am actually dead inside. No. I just had a really bad headache this week, and I did not do any research, so I apologize if I left some stuff out. But
Same.
I'm on Twitter at xjohnneve, and if you like graphic design-y stuff,
yeah.
Same thing on Instagram, so check it out.
Check out all the... He's very active on the Instagram.
Do better next time, John.
I will do better next week, I promise.
We're all allowed one off week. This was
it. Starving people in the world, you're worried about a headache.
I'm going to write this down on the calendar. John's off week was this week.
You only get one, John. You only get
one.
Thanks, guys.
If I'm not mistaken, that is in the contract.
That everybody clearly signed in blood.
In blood? Oh, boy.
All right, Monroe, close us out here.
I am on Twitter at Monroe, MunroeEOTS.
And?
Should I? The YouTube page. I have the Storm Entertainment. Maybe I'll add something this weekend. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm going to try to advertise it this week on Atomic Geekdom, but I've almost got the streaming thing set up. Just got to get the green screen back over here, to the new place, and I might be streaming sometime this weekend. It all depends on my work schedule, though, so... We might get that going. If you want to, you can find me on Twitch, DJClark21 on Twitch. That's our show this week. Again, we'll be back next week. If you enjoyed what you heard, please, please tell a friend or rate, review us on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. Sure. Tell a friend, maybe share this on Twitter or something like that. Just something cool. It would be great. We appreciate it. And yeah, we'll be back next week, and all of us will be super excited to be here.
I promise.
All right. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Bye,
everybody.